Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. At present, we are considering Psalm 119, verses 89 to 96. This section in the Hebrew original consists of 8 verses. Each verse starts with a word whose first letter is Lamed. Lamed is the equivalent of L. L in English, or the so-called Latin alphabet. This letter Lamed also is named Lamed. That's its name. And it means teaching or learning. A milamed is a teacher. A talmid is a student. Lamed is to learn, the lamed is to teach, limud is teaching, and so on. There are many words, all of them derived from this one word root, lamed, connoting instruction and all its applications. And this section of 8 verses does have instruction for us. Begins, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." 119:8-9. Psalm 119, verse 8-9. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." God is eternal. The message of God is immortal. Only we change. Only human beings change. But God is permanent. God is in heaven. And whatever he decides is there, exists, is untouchable. Cannot be changed unless the Almighty himself decides that it should be. 119:90 goes on, "Thy faithfulness unto all generations." Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. So the faithfulness of the Almighty is from all generations. God has set up the earth, he set up the world and the universe, and it continues. Things go on. So to us, we are human beings. We live here. We live here, some of us live a short time, some of us live longer. In the end, we're all going to pass away. But we all know, at some level or other, we all know that we are more than ourselves. We are descendants of people. We are descendants of past generations. And also, those of us who merit to have children, or even if we don't have children, we usually have brothers or sisters who have children, or we have cousins who have children, or somehow or other there is some type of offshoot of our forefathers that are having children and that we are connected to. There will be a continuation. There will be future generations. In other words, we are beyond ourselves. We are the past generations and future generations and the generation we live in. That is what the sum total of a person. From that point of view. And we say that the faithfulness of the Almighty is unto all generations, because we don't know how things are worked out. It may be that it happens that our forebears, our ancestors, were not always as good as they should have been. So maybe we can atone for them some way by living good lives. Maybe we can make up for some mistakes that they may have committed. Or, alternately, maybe in the future generations that we are interested in, that we would be interested in, maybe they will not be so virtuous. Maybe they will be subject to temptations that we were not. So we would like, if we have any extra merits, we'd like to give some of it to them. And the Almighty is amenable to these type of agreements, and he makes them. He makes them with that portion of our being that would agree to it if we knew the options open to us. God knows more than us. He understands us. And he makes agreements with us, with the knowledge that he has of us, that even we don't know. That sounds a bit confusing, bit muddled, and maybe it is, but the principle is there. I think you've got the principle. And I think it's, when you think about it, it's quite logical and acceptable. Psalms 119:91 says, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. So all of creation is a servant of the Almighty. All of the creation serves the Almighty. 119:92, and this thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Torah can save us, the Bible can save us, we should learn it, we should delight in it. It's the learning of the Bible, trying to do the right thing, going in the way of the Torah. This can save us from dark moments and from succumbing to some temptations and tribulations. We all have troubles and problems at times, and through learning the Torah or going in the way of the Bible, we can get through them, we can overcome them. We should all learn to live a biblical life, not only because we are commanded to do so, not only because it is a duty, but also because it can give us pleasure and delight. It can be good, it can be exhilarating, it can help us, and it can make you feel good. So let it do so. Don't suffer because of it. Delight in it. Have pleasure in it. Let it be the most important thing that you have, because that's what it can be, and if you do so, you'll find it's worth it. If someone has something in life that he has to do, has a job he has to go to, he can't get out of it, he has to work. So it's much better if he enjoys it, if he gets the delight out of it, if it gives him exhilaration and pleasure, than if he finds it a drug. And if this job, this task, whatever he has to do, is so built, has got the potential to give him this feedback, this positive feedback, so let him take it. Let a person should open himself up to it in ways that are permitted. 119:93, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. So we get this message time and time again, quickened here, as we say, means invigorated and vitalized. And this is the message, it's a whole Psalm 119 returns to this message time and time again. The Bible gives us life, vitality, invigoration. Whatever you want, this is the secret of the Bible. 119:94, I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. I belong to God. By seeking to keep the will of the Almighty, we make ourselves his. That is, we belong to him. That's right. You do things because God told you to do. You don't do things because God told you not to. He's a boss. You're part of him. You're part of his team. And he will take responsibility for you. So yeah, you will receive blessings and protection because you've joined his group, as if to say. And this is true. This is what happens. God will help you if you dedicate yourself to him. 119:95, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me. But I will consider thy testimonies. The word here, consider, is Hebrew. I will consider is in Hebrew, et bonan. That means I will meditate upon by learning the Bible. Et bonan. Learning the Bible and considering its inner deeper meaning, we often realize something about the facts of life. We get our eyes open to certain things. We instinctively understand things, intuit things that previously were closed off to us. The Bible can give us the wisdom to avoid being tricked and deceived by wicked people who maliciously seek our undoing. That's what the Bible not only tells us about metaphysical things, biblical stories, but it gives us an intuitive feeling. It opens up our sixth sense, as if to say, to avoid evil people who are against us. And we all, even if we didn't, never really thought of it, all of us, every one of us in its own field, has enemies. And examples of evil people who are lying in wait to undo us might be a woman, a virtuous woman, otherwise a virtuous woman who has a man or certain men who want to defile her, who want to possess her body, whether willingly or unwillingly. So these are the enemies of that woman. They are the enemies that she has to avoid because they are trying to destroy her in that sense. And so too, anyone who becomes vulnerable to others and can be exploited by them, and there are those who seek to exploit them, to exploit this vulnerability. So this potential exploiter is an enemy, and he has to be avoided. And through the Torah, we know how to avoid them and get the strength to do so. So if ruffians can intimidate person, try and get money from them, beat them up, but overbear them, all kinds of ways. There are hundreds and hundreds of examples of how a person has enemies in this world who are seeking after him and want to do him wrong. Through the Bible, a person can learn to overcome this impediment, these enemies of his. And by keeping the Torah and studying the Bible, we merit to overcome, to come through safely. 119:96 says, I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. So this is a slightly ancient, archaic language, as if you would say, are a lot of much of the King James translation of the Bible, considering it was originally translated a few hundred years ago, and even though it's been constantly updated, still retains much of its olden time type of expression. But even in Hebrew, this verse is not that easy, but a rough paraphrase from the Hebrew original could be rendered in such a way as to tell us that everything requires effort. Everything that requires effort to achieve it has an end to it. We can achieve it, but it is finite. It has an end. Anything that you strive to do, there is a limit to the perfection that you can make of it. No matter how good you try, you manage to do it, no matter how much you try, there is a limitations to what can be gained from it, and limitations to how well it can be completed. There's an end. It's finished. A borderline. But God is infinite, and the Bible is also infinite. The underlying wisdom of the Bible, in all its numerous ramifications, is infinite. It's almost like the Almighty. It is similar to the stairway, the ladder reaching upwards, connecting heavens and earth, through which a person may reach up unto the higher realms, may reach up unto the Almighty Himself through learning the Bible and meditating the Bible. You can go higher and higher, and your capabilities and faculties and your understanding can expand indefinitely. The Bible is inexhaustible. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel.